And we sneaking around trying to fix it and trying to cover it up and trying to do this. Right. And all we got to do is say, Father, I missed it. Didn't I? All right. God, I just flat messed up. Because your own heart told you that. I say your own heart told you that. When you're doing what you're doing, you know you're not right. Your own heart tells you. And all you got to do is humble yourself down. Say, that ain't the way that I should be acting. If I told the church that I was going to do something, I'm going to be a part of it, I know I should be faithful here. You know when you in and out and just show up when you want to. You know that ain't right. And what it's doing, it's putting a damper, hindering you from being to hinder you from succeeding and having a success in life, because you can't be successful halfway walking with God. You either be all in or just all out. Huh? But Satan will blind you and make you feel everybody else doing you wrong. So let's get in it. Thank you, Father. So he said, what did he say in verse 8? Let's get there. So he said, get rid of all your cares, all your anxiety, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all. Cast it on him once and for all. Because God loves you. With a unconditional love. So he said, be what? I've been sober the majority of my life, but there have been a couple of times I got drunk. And the stuff I did while I was drunk, I didn't know I did it. I ain't gonna tell y'all what I did, because you know enough now, I don't need to tell you no more. But when you're drunk on strife, and you're drunk on disobedience, you do crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So he said in verse 8, be what? Don't be drunk when you come down to it, because Satan will have you thinking everybody else doing you wrong. And he's the one behind all the junk that's going on. But he accusing your brother, and he's the source of it. Anybody here? If I don't say nothing else, that should be enough for you today. But he said, be what? Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your enemy, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And you go out and talk about your brother, run his your brother down, your sister, your family member, your church brother. You run them down, and you are drunk on gossip. You need to sober up and know that your brother, your sister is not your enemy. But when he gets you drunk on it, he'll make you do stupid stuff. Yeah, he will. Make you be unfaithful to your commitment, make you be unfaithful to your household, to your family, and all that kind of stuff. You have you doing silly stuff. But he said, be sober, be vigilant, because what? Your enemy, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. If he can't get you drunk on gossip, sin, disobedience, contrariness, hard-headedness, and all that, if you just be obedient and stay sober and do what God said, you can put this gown on the run every time. Look what he said. See, because we think when we get attacked, by him, we think that God supposed to come and do something about that. But look what the word says. Are y'all in the house?
Amen.
It's all right. We just take time to look at the scripture and find out what he's talking about. He said, seeking whom he made the vow, right? Whom, I'm going to change that word. You, I, we, do what? Resist. How? Steadfast. How? In the faith. Knowing. The same stuff. Affliction. The same affliction. He's doing the same thing to your brother and your sister. What you are dealing with, they got to deal with. And here you are, heaping up against your brother and sister. They got to deal with the same stuff. He lying to them. He trying to make them get offended. He trying to make them think strange about you. Let's get it real. I ain't your problem. You're not my problem. The devil is your problem. And we need to expose him and stop letting him come in the midst and robbing us of the blessing that God has already lavished upon us in abundance. I made up my mind. I say it like this because I want to say it a way to encourage you. I made up my mind. I don't care what the devil said. I'm a walking help. I'm a wealthy man. My needs are met. I'm not a poor man. I'm not a broke man. I'm a man that loves God. Hello, somebody. And I'm not going to let Satan push his trash off on me and make my life be miserable, living beneath my privilege, trying to struggle and survive, trying to hang on when God has supplied all of my need, has given me everything in abundance. I'm going to find out. If this word is true, then it's going to happen when I believe it and do it. Hello? I say hello? Glory to God. I said glory to God. See, this same stuff that he's telling you, all getting you to think that your brother, your sister is doing, the same stuff he's doing it to them. Making them think, trying to make them think. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying today? They just jealous of you. They just think they don't want you to have nothing. He's saying the same thing to them. What is he doing? Creating friction. Creating division. Instead of you rejoicing and encourage your brother, and when God bless him, praise God for it. No, he wants you to get jealous. Because he know once you start a blessing flowing, it's going to create a flow that's going to increase and everybody going to get in on it. And why would I be so selfish, want my life filled with all the good things of God and you struggle? What in the world wrong with me? That's what sinners do. They hog up everything they can get. They don't care how you survive.
Amen.
And you know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
But I want you to get this word to know it'll work for anybody that will believe it and put it to work. If you'll do what God said, ain't no special stuff on me. Ain't no special about me. What is special that I know Jesus? What is special? You know Jesus.
Yeah.